I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 26th. A fatal motorcycle crash in Quincy is under investigation. Police say the crash occurred on Dorchester Street in Squantum just after 2 a.m. Saturday. 23-year-old Carlos Soto Mendez of Dorchester was killed when the motorcycle he was riding crashed into a seawall near 75 Dorchester Street just after 2 a.m. There were no other vehicles involved, and the crash remains under investigation. A Boston man involved in a rollover crash on an Interstate 95 exit is accused of driving drunk and causing the death of the passenger in his vehicle. State police say 28-year-old Arkeem Samuel was arrested shortly before 8 o'clock Saturday at his residence in Brighton after authorities obtained a warrant for his arrest from Dedham District Court. Troopers responded to the crash on 95 North at about 4:20 in the morning Saturday. Officials say the crash happened in the infield adjacent to the University Avenue exit in Westwood near the Dedham Line. State police say a Toyota RAV4 rolled over into a flooded gully on the infield between the roadway and the exit ramp and came to a rest upside down in several feet of water. Troopers entered the water and removed Samuel and 27-year-old Liam Fitzgerald of West Roxbury from the completely submerged vehicle. Troopers also performed emergency medical aid in an attempt to save their lives. Fitzgerald was transported to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Samuel was also transported to an area hospital and released. According to state police, evidence indicates Samuel consumed alcohol before driving and that he was intoxicated at the time of the crash. He'll face a court hearing today. A 3-year-old boy was pulled from a Plymouth pond by an off-duty firefighter and off-duty police officer last Thursday evening, has died. The Plymouth County DA's office confirmed the death yesterday. This happened about 7:15 p.m. last Thursday during family night at Camp Clark on Hedges Pond. The boy had a life vest on but was found face down in the water. The firefighter and officer, along with their wives, who are both nurses, began rescue breathing. The child was responsive, but having trouble breathing, he was rushed to a Plymouth hospital and then to Boston Children's Hospital on a medical rescue helicopter. Police working to determine the cause of a tractor-trailer crash in Braintree that left a home with extensive damage. Happened about 6:10 Saturday evening on River Street. Crash into a front corner of the recently renovated home, crushed the siding and shattered a window. Witnesses found two dogs inside the cab of the truck. Nobody was inside the home at the time of the crash, and the cause is under investigation. Police contacted the company that was spotted on the side of the truck, Commonwealth Construction and Utilities of Watertown. Manatt Community Health Center opening the doors to their newest location at 8 North Main Street in downtown Attleboro last week. Manatt CEO Cynthia Sierra says Manatt comes to Attleboro after a significant and contemplative process that began in early 2019. Manatt Attleboro will offer a full range of services, including primary care for all ages, integrated mental health and substance counseling services, nutrition therapy, chronic disease care management, specialty referrals, preventive health screenings, health insurance navigation, and COVID-19 testing and vaccination services. The site will initially be open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, with the expectation that hours of operation will expand with new patient demand. Early in 2022, Manatt will expand the health center space at the Attleboro location to accommodate additional patients and expand access. Manatt also has 3 locations in Quincy, and locations in Hull and Taunton. The Provincetown Select Board has unanimously voted to enact an emergency indoor mask mandate, effective immediately in the wake of that COVID-19 cluster that's hundreds of positive associated cases. The select board made the vote during a joint emergency meeting with the Board of Health last night. On July 19th, Provincetown officials issued a mask advisory that asked people to wear masks indoors when social distancing couldn't be achieved. During the emergency meeting, the select board and the Board of Health also voted to grant additional authority to town manager Alex Morse. On Saturday, Morse said that state health officials are reporting at least 430 confirmed COVID-19 cases with the Provincetown cluster. In his previous update, there were 256 confirmed cases. During the emergency meeting, Morse said that the DPH has granted an extension on the daily Fallin PCR testing and daily administration of COVID vaccines that started back on July 14th. Those measures were slated to continue through July 30th and have now been extended for 2 weeks to August 13th. Four people have been arrested that may be connected with a series of robberies near Quincy Market and Faneuil Hall. Last week, investigators said there have been seven muggings in the past 5 weeks in that area. They were described as aggravated assaults, where cell phones, money, or wallets were stolen. Just after 3 a.m. Friday, Boston police spotted a group of a dozen people who say were loitering in front of four clearly marked no trespassing signs near Milk and India Streets, just blocks from the popular tourist area. Police arrested four of them, also seized three guns, drugs, and cash. All four were arraigned Friday in Boston Municipal Court. They have not been charged with any of the assaults yet. Residents who live in the area say they are relieved with the arrests. The eight others were allowed to leave, but all will be summoned for trespassing. A lemonade stand in Hingham was raising money for a special cause on Saturday. It was run by 13-year-old Jeremy, who finished his last cancer treatment in March. He wants all of the proceeds to go to the Jimmy Fund Clinic. Hingham police say the stand was on Center Street and was a great success. A family friend built that stand for the boy. Now, the first drawing for the Vax Millions giveaway, which is only open to fully vaccinated Massachusetts residents, is set for today. The winner of today's drawing won't be revealed until Thursday. Massachusetts residents age 12 and up who are fully vaccinated prior to each drawing are eligible to enter the giveaway. Residents 18 and older who are fully vaccinated prior to each drawing will have the opportunity to enter to win one of five $1 million cash prizes. Residents between 12 and 17 who are fully vaccinated prior to each drawing may enter for the chance to win one of five $300,000 scholarship grants. Massachusetts communities that had COVID-19 vaccination rates well below 70% have seen some uptick in administered vaccines since the lottery was announced. To be eligible, a person must have been vaccinated in Massachusetts. Eligible residents will still be able to enter the giveaway at vaxmillionsgiveaway.com. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher on Friday. The Dow was up 238. The NASDAQ rose 152, and the S&P added 44. Asian stocks are mostly lower. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $71 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4, and we'll open up a series with Toronto at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service: hazy, hot, and humid today with a high 90 for tonight. Rather sticky and some fog, a low of 68. Tomorrow, more clouds. Could be an afternoon thunderstorm, hot and humid, high 90 degrees. Partly cloudy Wednesday, much cooler, the high 75, and some afternoon showers. Thursday, high 75. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southwesterly winds, high tide at 2:01 p.m. Sunrise at 5:31, set at 8:09. So again, hazy, hot, and humid today with a high 90 degrees. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open Monday at 2 p.m., Tuesday at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, July 26th.